angelic host, an angelic visitation that is going to be visiting you. I'm not reminded while I'm speaking of the angel that visited Peter in prison, and that was an angel with keys in his hand. You wouldn't think an angel would have to have a key. All you think it'd have to do is just speak to the gate, or the bar, and the barred doors would be open. But somehow the angel had a key. We don't know how he got the key, but he had a key. Amen. So I like to preach on angels with keys. Amen. The angel had a key, and he unlocked the door, and he set them free. And God says, I'm giving you keys of the kingdom in this season, and you're going to unlock the prison doors, says the Lord. And God said, this will be a time of fruitfulness, even with the younger generation as well, says the Lord. And says, I hear God say, prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. And the Lord said, I'm unleashing a whole new river on the inside of you, says the Lord. And God said, I want your voice to be heard. And God said, I want you challenging the heavens, and I want you speaking to the heavens. Isaiah 45, the Bible says that called to speak to the heavens and command the heavens and command my blessing. And the Lord said, go ahead and command the heavens. This is your time for a kingdom release, says the Lord. And God said, we're drawing the line. God said, from the past to the present, it's a new day, says the Lord. And I want to give you new eyes of faith to look and to be and to do what you couldn't do before, says the Lord. I hear God say, I'm going to touch your family in a very special way. And God said, what you couldn't break through to, I will break through, says the Lord. And I'm going to work a miracle for you. And then I hear God just simply tell you, thank you. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for staying the course. Thank you for the price that you have paid, says the Lord. Thank you for walking by faith. But the Lord said, I don't want you to live in the place that you come from. I want you to live in a new place in my presence and in my glory, says the Lord. Father, I just charge these two right now. Lord, refresh them and bless them. Oh, Lord, build them up. Pick them up, oh, Father God. Ignite a fire of the Holy Spirit on the inside of them, God. Oh, Lord, with a stick to it, God, Lord, that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen, amen. God is so good. God is so good. There's a little sis here with right behind you with blondish hair and glasses and a gray top on. Yeah, no, with a gray top, a gray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I'd guess your height and tell you that, but I'd not be afraid of that. Praise the Lord. Do you have record? I don't know who all Father's going to call out tonight, but just have your recorders ready and find record. Amen. And give me a thumbs up when you've got it so that I know that you're recording. Is a thumbs up. Thank you. Thank you. As I was praying for them, I could almost see like the Holy Spirit just breaking through right where they were at. And God says, daughter, I'm gonna bless you right where you're at, says the Lord. And I hear God say that the hard trial, the hard mile has come to an end, says the Lord. And God said, this is a day of new beginning. And I'm giving you the gift of faith. And I want you to begin to speak those things that are not as though they were. And God said, I don't want you to come in agreement with the opposition. The Lord said, that's the enemy. That's that world, says the Lord. But God said, then there's my kingdom. And God said, I want you to focus on my kingdom. And the Bible teaches us in Revelation 11:14 that when the last trumpet sounds, amen, that the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm giving you a fresh edge on my kingdom, says the Lord. And God said, my kingdom will begin to influence all the other kingdoms. So God says, I want you to intercede. I want you to pray, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to catch you up in the spirit, and I'm going to give you some rhema word of revelation that is going to bring an inspiration on the inside of you. It's almost like God is renewing the youth within you and renewing your energy and even that lifespan with on the inside of you. And the Lord says, I don't want you to look for a way out, but I want you to look for that way through, says the Lord. And God said, this will be a time that I will open supernatural doors for you to get you into the place and position that I have called you to, says the Lord. I just see the healing balm of Gilead just flowing from the top of your head all the way to the soles of your feet. God's healing your emotional pain and your emotional hurt, and He's healing your grief, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, this will be a time of joy, and it'll be a time of refreshing, says the Lord. And you're going to know the presence of Jehovah God like you have never known before, says the Lord. And so God says, daughter, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And God said, I want you to allow that joy to bubble up. And I want you to allow it to overflow out of your innermost being, says the Lord. And God said, I will use you to be a kingdom influencer. And you'll influence the lives of many, says the Lord. And so God says, I'm going to get you busy about my business, says the Father. Lord, I just charge her right now, oh God, with a fresh vision, with a fresh dream, with a fresh hold on life, oh God. Oh Father, that you have more for her, more in front of her, and more that you're going to do in her and through her, Father. Oh God, release that inspiration of the Holy Spirit on the inside of her now, that brings that healing on the inside. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Amen. So God says you'll be a church seen as a church with a dream. And as I say that, I want to decree that into the airwaves. Amen. Over this house. Amen. Over the river. Amen. That this a new dream, a fresh dream. Amen. That God is releasing in the atmosphere. Amen. To reign over this place. And I heard the Lord say it is a new beginning for a new release of a double portion. Say a double portion. You know, sometimes you can get so familiar with where you're at that you begin to accept exactly where you're at. Come on. And the dream begins to dwindle, or the faith for more begins to dwindle. Amen. But I hear God say, this is the beginning of a new release of a double portion. Come on. And I heard him say that it is an individual and a corporate release of heaven to fulfill your dream. Say, my dream. Come on, God's going to fulfill your dream. He's going to meet you right where you're at. And for the corporate, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, activating, and spiritually alive churches, God said you'll begin to double in size, double in blessing, double in favor, double in power, double in influence, double in revelation, double in resources, double in finances, and more. And he said it is all for the furthering of the implementation of my third and final apostolic reformation. You see, you need to know that God is gearing up his church. God is preparing his ecclesia. He is preparing his bride. Why? Because there is a warfare between heaven and earth. Come on now. And principalities and powers are being bound that the kingdom of God can begin to break through. God says, I'm going to bless you because I'm preparing you, amen, for my end time battles and my end time war. And you're going to be able to fight this battle. You're going to be able to fight this war, says the Lord. And I heard the Lord say in 2 Kings 8, 1 through 6, speaking about a double portion anointing coming back to you. That is the whole account of the Shunammite woman and how that she was away from her land and away from her possessions for 7 years. And when she come back, it was like the squatters had squatted on the land and the squatters were using the land and prospering off of her land. The Bible says when she come back to the land, she had recognition with the king, amen, by question of the servant of the Lord that was there, Gehazi. The Bible says that the Gehazi speaks to the king and says, yes, that's the woman that had a son that was raised from the dead. Everybody say a past miracle. A past miracle. This is the woman. Her son was raised from the dead. And the king calls for her and he says, are you the one that your son was raised from the dead? She said, that I am. He said, is this the son? She says, that is him. And he's alive and well. Come on. Based on that past miracle, the king released all the possessions, amen, to come back to the Shunammite woman. What are you saying, apostle? Begin to count your blessings. Begin to count your miracles. What has God already done for you? What has he already broke through for you? What has he already supplied for you? Come on now and begin to build your miracle mountain. Why? Because the miracle that God has given you inspires a faith on the inside of you that if God done it then, he will do it again. Look at somebody say, he'll do it again. Come on, when God begins to speak about this being a time of a double portion, he says, I want you to activate your faith, and I want it to be a believing faith, and I want you to reach beyond where you reached before, says the Lord. The Bible says that if you'll reach as far as you can reach, amen, that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond all that you can ask or even think. Look at somebody and say, think outside the box. Come on, God is breaking us out of an old mindset. Sometimes we can get comfortable in the place where we are at, but God said, this is a new season. It's a new time, says the Lord. And as I bless the Shunammite woman, I will bless you, says the Lord. And God said, begin to give your testimony. The Bible says, you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of what? Our testimony. I want you to know there's power in your testimony. You have to speak it out. You have to shout it out. You have to decree it. Come on now. And you have to get in alignment with faith and get in alignment with the word of the Lord. So God said that this will be a time, amen, of the blessing of the Lord with a double portion upon his church. In 2 Kings 2 and 9, we have the account of Elijah and Elisha. Again, I'm going to paraphrase for you. And this is when Elisha has been following Elijah. Theologians figure that the time that Elisha burned up his plow and you know, had a barbecue with the oxen, amen, and began to follow Elijah to this point in time was between 18 and 20 years. Now, it's only like 3 or 4 pages in your Bible. But it was a long process. Say a long process. You know, so sometimes things are written and it took a lot longer for it to be fulfilled, amen, than what we would comprehend in the natural. But at the end of the journey, you have Elijah speaking to Elisha. And he is speaking to him about the double portion, about the anointing. And Elijah speaks to Elisha and he says, ask. Everybody say ask. There we go again. We're speaking, we're pronouncing, we're making a declaration. Ask what I may do for you before I'm taken from you. Now, I believe the Lord is asking you a question in this season. And I believe that he has given you a challenge in the spirit. Go ahead and ask, what can I do for you? Come on. I heard the word of the Lord over this beautiful couple. And the Lord is speaking to them, I'm pleased with you, I'm happy with you, and thank you for your faithfulness, thank you for your commitment. Come on. And now the prophet is speaking to the under prophet, senior prophet speaking to under prophet, older prophet speaking to younger prophet. He said, ask what I may do for you before I am taken from you. See, I believe that we have to have an understanding or a revelation about what are we really asking God for? What are we really believing for? For example, I heard the word of the Lord over this beautiful couple about business this morning, that there's a higher level, there's a quantum leap, there's a next step, there's a place that God is calling you to in the marketplace. But you can become so familiar in the place that you're in that you lose a vision, you lose a dream or a hope or a promise, amen, of going to that next place or to that next level. Elisha has been following Elijah for nearly 20 years. Come on now. And he's got so familiar with Elijah and Elijah doing the work, Elijah doing the miracles, Elijah, and he's just watching and he's just learning and he's being mentored by Elijah. But finally, Elijah asked him, ask what I may do for you before I'm taken up away from you. Come on. You've been following the Father. You've been following Jesus. You've been following God for a long time. Come on now. Some of you may have just started yesterday, but I believe the majority of you, you've been following God for a long time. Come on now. And God is proposing a question to you. Ask me, what can I do for you? Come on, in 2021 and looking beyond, come on now, what can I do for you? What do you really want me to do for you? I love the response of Elisha because he says, I want a double portion. Listen, there was no hesitation in what his passion was and what his desire was. You know, sometimes we're afraid to ask God, more like we're an understudy, or more like God is mystical, mythical, and maybe there's a big divide or a separation between you and the Father. No, He is the good Father. Come on now. And you are His sons and His daughters, and you can sit at the feet of the Father. Come on now. And He will ask you, what can I do for you? Elisha says, I would like a double portion. I want a double portion of what you have. Solomon speaks the word back to the Lord when God proposed that question to him. And he says, I want your wisdom and I want your knowledge to be able to lead in this nation, be able to lead the great people of Israel. So ask yourself a question. What do you want from God? Why? Because God wants to bless you. This is a time of a double portion. It's a time of anointing. What do you want for the river? Why do you want God to bless you? Come on, break out of that fear, amen, of being so intimidated or being so, you know, I don't want to ask for too much. Break out of that mindset. Come on now. Why? Because the sky is the limit. You say, well, you got to be realistic. I don't think so. I think the farther out that you get, God said it's at that place I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that you can ask or think. Can I just break a spirit of limitation off of us? Come on now, life will put limitation to you. Situations will put a limitation to you. Your lifestyle will put limitations about you. Your money will put a limitation about you. Come on, rejection, abuses in your life will put limitations about you. Weakness in your own flesh will try to put limitations about you. But I hear the Lord speaking to you, and he said, this is the year of a dream, and I'm activating a dream on the inside of you. Come on now, and I don't want you to dream small. I want you to dream big. He says, I'm a big God, and I'm able to do big things. Father, right now, I break every spirit of limitation. Oh God, that would hinder their faith, that would block their faith, that would keep them from decreeing, that would keep them from speaking. Lord, some of them are believing for a physical miracle in their body. And God, I break the limitation of fear off of them now, and I break the spirit of infirmity, and I say, get away from their bodies, and get away from them, and let the healing balm of Gilead begin to wash over them. Cleanse them, deliver them, set them free by the power of the blood of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Woo, come on, give a shout to the King. Wow. Little sister here with dark hair and a vest on, white blouse, yes. Thank you, Father. Correve, kita la la bobo, shambravo sanande. Just give me a thumbs up when you're ready. Real good. Thank you. As I just looked over you, I heard the Lord say, it's not finished until I say it's finished. And I just see in a warfare that is happening. And, you know, it's like the enemy is trying to be very aggressive right now. But God wants to remind you that greater is Christ that is on the inside of you than he that is in the world. And I hear the Lord say that this is your year. That I want you to get anchored in relationship. I want you to get anchored in fellowship. And God said, I want you to be surrounded by people of like heart, faith, and vision, says the Lord. And God said, you're coming into a time of war. And the Lord said, you're going to conquer. And God said, you're going to put the enemy under your feet. But God said, you're not going to do it alone. And I hear the Lord say, the help is coming that you need to fight this battle. And I really feel like there's some strongholds, not only in this city, but in this state and in other states. And I just see a big vision on the inside of you. And it's much bigger than what you have even known how to tackle it or even how to go about it. But the Lord said this will be a year of open revelation. And I'm going to give you revelation on how to start. But God said you must see the end of a thing before the beginning. And so God says you're not thinking too far out. As a matter of fact, you need to think a little farther out. But the Lord said that I'm going to give you a plan right where you're at, says the Lord. It's just like when you're tracing the footprints of Jesus or the footprints of Paul or the footprints of those that are leaders in the scriptures. You see where they had a place of beginning, but to get to a place of finalization of the ministry call and the walk that they were fulfilling. And the Lord says, daughter, I see the end of it. And I want you to see the end of it. I don't want you to be in any fear, says the Lord. Now, I'm reminding you of something that you already know, that the enemy does not play fair, and that he's a liar and a father of lies. And he has tried to put a limitation. He's tried to put a block about you. But the Lord says, I am breaking every force of hell that has tried to form itself against you, says the Lord. And God said, there's power in your words and there's power in your voice, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to prophetically decree into the heavens. And you're going to see more glory of God. You're going to see more of the power of God. And you're going to see more of the fulfillment of the word of God than you have ever seen before, says the Lord. I just hear the word gathering. God says, I'm gathering ones around you and I'm gathering ones with you. And I want you to gather with my kingdom and gather with the body of Christ, says the Lord. Now listen, there's some giants in the marketplace that are getting ready to come down. They're like Goliath. And they've been standing on their hillside and they've been cursing God and they've been coming against the kingdom of God and they've been making a false proclamation about the earth and the wealth of the earth. But God said, I'm going to use you like a David of old, says the Lord, to be a giant slayer, and you're going to slay the Goliaths in the land, says the Lord. And God said, some kingdoms of men are coming down that my kingdom can be built and my kingdom can be established, says the Lord. If you're not careful, you can say, God, can you use a little old me to do that great big thing? And the Lord said, I can use anybody that has faith to believe. If you just believe, says the Lord, all things are possible to those who believe. There's a strong call of God upon your life, and it's a call of a prophet upon your life. And God said, I want to use you as a prophetic voice, says the Lord. And I want to use you as one that will unlock prison doors, that will unlock even areas of the political arena and government, says the Lord. So I hear God say, don't have any fear about what you're called to. I will always be near, says the Lord. But God said, I don't want you to fight alone. I want you to surround yourself with the body of Christ, those of like heart, faith, and vision, says the Lord. And I hear God say, I'm a God of provision. And I just see a gigantic financial miracle that God is going to break through for you. And God said, you will not be limited by the signs of the time, says the Lord. For God says, my anointing and my provision goes way beyond the natural resources, says the Lord. Father, I just charge this daughter of Zion by the power of your love and the power of your blood now. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. I want to prophesy, minister to my brother on the third row or fourth row right there. Hallelujah. Amen. Got your phone on, son? Amen. As I looked over at you, I could just see angels all around you. And my brother, you're standing in a place today where you have never been before. And God said, you can't look at the natural circumstances. And God says, I'm anointing your eyes to be able to see through the natural and begin to see to the spiritual. And I hear the Lord say, you've been faithful with that which is another man's. And God said in Luke 17 that if you're faithful with that was another's, then I'm able to give you your own, says the Lord. And I hear God say there's a marketplace call of God upon your life. And God said there's an entrepreneur anointing upon you. And I hear the Lord say that I'm going to cause your vision to come very, very clear this year. And God said, I've called you to walk by faith and not by sight, says the Lord. The Bible says the multitude of counsel, their safety. And God said, as you seek the safety, I'm going to give you revelation day by day, says the Lord. It's like you get one crossroad and God said, I'll bring my prophets and I'll bring that next word of breakthrough, says the Lord. But God said, I'm going to keep you in a place where it requires your faith to be activated. And so God says that I want you to count it joy, son, for the place that you're at and for what you have come through, says the Lord. I just hear the word of family anointing upon you. And God said, I'm going to use you to bring impact into families and even into your own family, says the Lord. And God said, I'm activating the fire of the Holy Spirit even over your household, just like the Cornelius revival. And God said, I'm activating that revival anointing even upon your own household. And God said, I'm going to use you to impact families in multitudes, says the Lord. And God says, son, I don't want you to think small. I want you to think outside the box, says the Lord. I called you to be a man of faith. And God said, you'll walk by faith and you'll experience my grace and it will get you to a higher place, says the Lord. So God said, this is a new season. It's a new chapter. It's a new race that you're in, says the Lord. And God said, I literally want you to count it joy. God said, even when you feel things coming against you, I want you to count it joy, says the Lord, that you can be a warrior for the Lord of Lords and the King of Glory. God says, fight the good fight of faith and stay in your race and I'll keep you in your place. And God said, I'll bring you to that place of fulfillment and reward, says the Lord. Father, I just charge this young prophet. I charge him, oh God, Father, that he will answer the call of God upon his life, oh Lord. And he cannot be moved. He cannot be shaken. He cannot be pushed aside, oh God. Father, cause him to be one that will dig ditches and God making preparation for the coming glory and the coming moves of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody and say, God is so good. So Elijah asked Elisha, ask what I may do for you before I am taken away. And Elisha says, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Come on, can you say that with me? Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Can we say that again? Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Say it again. Please may a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Give the Lord a praise offering. Woo! I heard the Lord say, Apostle Janet and Leonard, that if the church advances in all it knows in the next 10 years, there will be a double anointing with a double extension into the next 20 years for the Joshua and coming generations. See, I love it when God speaks things like this because it you might say, it jerks us out of our old mindset. It jerks us out of the rut and it literally pulls us out of our past and it pulls us into a place of faith where we're willing to look and see way beyond where we're at right now. So we need to understand that God has a full-time plan and he has a purpose for his ecclesia, his church. I heard the Lord say, we will possess, but the Joshua generation will build with a new momentum. Say a new momentum. Like David and Solomon, 1 Chronicles 28 and 29. Amen. The Bible says that David built a platform for Solomon, amen, to build from that would allow Solomon to build double what David built. Everybody say double. Amen. When I speak about a double portion, a double anointing, amen, begin to see your children and your children's children. Begin to pray for your family. Amen. I just sense, even as I said that, some of your families aren't even saved, and some of your children are not even walking where they belong. But I hear the Lord speaking to you, and he says, don't give up on your family. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on that son or that daughter. Begin to pray the prayer of faith over them. Begin to decree the word of the Lord over them. Begin to pray the prayers of the mother and the father that was prayed over them, even in their youth, says the Lord. And God said, I'm activating angels of heaven, says the Lord. And it's going to be a time of divine visitation. And the prodigals are going to be rooted up from the place they're in. And I'm bringing them back into my kingdom for such a time as this, says the Lord. Woo! Come on, receive that word of the Lord. You know, sometimes you have to believe in your heart. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Come on now. And I'm going to move ahead in faith. But fathers build for the succession of their sons and their daughters. And I don't know about you, but I'm building for my children. I'm building for my grandchildren. And I'm building for that next generation. But God said he's releasing a double portion anointing, come on now, that will reach all the way into the next 20 years for the Joshua and the coming generations. Thank you, Lord. You know, I was driving to Florida one time here a few years back. Probably been 20 years ago, a few years. I lose track of time. You know, after 45 years, you just like, you thought it was yesterday and it wasn't. It was 20 years ago. Yeah. Anybody relay? There you go. And but anyway, I felt like I heard the Lord speak to me, Elder Jim. I felt like he said that the next 10 years are going to be the best years of your life. Oh, boy, was I glad to hear that word. I was driving and just was so alive on the inside. The next 10 years are going to be the best years of your life. I'll tell you what, I got my planner out and I started to plan 2-year intervals over the next 10 years. Come on now. And I'm going to give an account 2 years at a time. I want to see the progress that I've made of this next 10 years being the best years of my life. Well, to tell you the truth, what happened is 10 years passed and I forgot the 2-year intervals and the 10 years passed so fast. Come on now. Then I had another encounter with God and God began to talk to me about the past 10 years and now the next 10 years. Anybody been there? God, it's like time got away from you before time was. But I heard the Lord speak to me in the beginning of this year, and I believe that He said that the next 10 years are going to be fruitful years. They're going to be prosperous years. They're going to be breakthrough years, and they're going to be years of war. But my church, my kingdom, my ecclesia is going to arise to a new place of faith, and they're going to experience my grace, and they'll be on a platform that they have not been on before. But I believe God is speaking to me, and He said, I don't want you to plan 2021 or 2022 based on a 12-month interval. He said, I don't want you just to think in 12 months. I want you to start thinking 10 years at a time. I want you to start thinking in decades. Come on, when He says He's going to do a quick work upon the earth, I'm telling you, 10 years will be here today and be here tomorrow. Come on now, and 10 years will be behind you. Amen. We must roll up our sleeves, church, and we must get busy about Father's business. Come on now. Why? Because the kingdoms of this world are getting ready to be transformed, amen, to the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. I heard in my spirit that there will be a double portion anointing for God's third reformation purposes that is ready to be released to all that will conceive it, all that will believe it, all that will activate it, all that will release it and continue to believe God for even more that is yet to come. Look at somebody and say, more is yet to come. I just believe God's trying to stir the church. He's trying to stir the ecclesia. To break out of an old human mindset, break out of that lethargy, break out of that place of complacency, break out of that place, come on now, that has tried to keep you in a rut or just to keep you one way. God said, I want you to get radical with my anointing, radical with your praise, radical with your shout, radical with your testimony, radical with your faith, radical in my grace. I'm a radical God, and I move radically upon the earth, says the Lord. Give a shout to the Lord, will you? I believe that this is a time for Bishop Hammond's book on prophecies yet to be fulfilled. When he wrote that book, it was supposed to be about the third and final apostolic reformation, but the publishers did not want to publish a book titled The Third and Final Apostolic Reformation. Amen. So they wanted him to title it Prophecies Yet to be Fulfilled, and then under it you could capsule Third and Final Apostolic Reformation. They want him to leave the final word off of it. But listen, he's in a position right now where he's going to reprint the book. Come on now. And he's going to bring it back. And it's going to be titled what it was supposed to be titled. The Third and Final Apostolic Reformation. You need to understand that you're a church on the move. Come on now. You are the ecclesia. You are the bride of Christ. Come on now. And we are in a third reformation right now. And there are moves of God and restoration moves of God. And more that is coming upon the earth. And it's coming to Elkhart, Indiana. It's coming to the river. Come on. It's coming to your church. It's coming to your city, is coming to your family. Come on now. And we must awaken and see what God is saying about His third reformation. Powerful revelation in His book on prophecies yet to be fulfilled. I believe it's a timely book, and I believe it's a now book, and I believe everybody needs to have one in your library. Amen. And begin to hear what God is saying to you. I see a little sister with a striped blouse on. I'm looking right straight through. Right in front of, right there. Yes, thank you, hon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whew, stretch your hand back to her. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I just hear the Lord speaking to you. And the Lord says, daughter, you're more than enough. And you don't have to be more than you are. You don't have to do more than you are. God said, I am pleased with you, says the Lord. And God has given you a gift of faith. And He's put a decree in your spirit. And the Lord said, you've been silent at times and you've worked behind the lines, says the Lord. But God said, this is your time that I'm going to bring you out of the closet and I'm going to bring you from the hidden places, says the Lord. And God said, I want your voice to be heard and I want your decree to be established in faith, says the Lord. You're an intercessor. You're a prayer warrior. And God says, I want you to begin to wage a good warfare. And I've given you authority over principalities and powers and kingdoms of the enemy, says the Lord. Now listen, you've been under a tremendous attack and the enemy's tried to attack you in multiple ways. But I hear the Lord say it couldn't be accomplished and it wouldn't achieve, says the Lord, because my hand is upon you and you're my anointed one, says the Lord. I hear God wanting to encourage you that I've kept you and I've saved you for such a time as this, says the Lord. But God said, this is your time. And the Lord said to be visible. This is your time to break through. This is your time. The Lord says, I want you to begin to believe in that 10-year period. I want you to begin to believe outside the box, says the Lord. And God said, faith is your portion. And God's giving you the gift of wisdom and the working of miracles, says the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and God said, daughter, these are going to flow fluently in and through your spirit, says the Lord. I hear God say, I've kept you alive. I've kept you alive for such a time as this, says the Lord. And God said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard of the magnitude and the greatness of my glory that will yet be seen in, through, and for you, says the Lord. I hear the word revival in you, just like revival fires on the inside of you. And God said, I'm strengthening you and I'm building you up, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to get a bigger vision, a bigger dream, because I'm going to do a brand new thing in you, says the Father. Lord, I just charge this daughter of Zion right now, oh God, that she'll get a glimpse of glory. She'll get a glimpse of heaven. She'll get a glimpse of the kingdom of God. And Lord, she's going to know her path and she's going to know her way and she's going to understand the day, the time and season that you have her in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God's good. Pastor Cheryl, I would like to minister to you. Kando rebe kita la la bobo shambravo sananda. Lando la la movi sapore mo kita la. Stretch your hands over to Pastor Cheryl. Pastor Cheryl, I could just see the hands of God just surrounding you and so wrapped around you. And God says, I have you wrapped up in my love, says the Lord. And I hear God say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And there's a fresh impartation of the prophetic mantle, a fresh impartation of the prophetic call of God that is upon your life. And God said, you're a good pastor, you're a good shepherd, because you care for my flock, says the Lord. See, actually, God thinks that all fivefold ministers should be good shepherds and should help give oversight over the sheep. We should all love the sheep and love the body of Christ. But there's a strong prophetic mantle of God that is upon your life. And the Lord said, I'm calling you to that next level, says the Lord. And God said, there's going to be present truth revelation that I'm going to drop into your spirit, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to know things today that you didn't know yesterday. And God said, behold, I will do a brand new thing, and now it shall spring forth in you, in your family, your household, and in your dreams, says the Lord. And just like Elisha was to Elijah, God says, go ahead and tell me what you want, says the Lord. I hear God say, this is a time of fulfillment, and you're going to see some things begin to be fulfilled that have been on hold for a long time. But God said, you're coming into a new time frame of fulfillment, says the Lord. And God said, as you see fulfillment, there's going to be fresh vision and fresh dreams that I'm going to put on the inside of you. I hear the Lord say, he is going to keep you in the river of life, and he's going to keep you in the river of his anointing. He's going to keep you in the river of his glory. Listen, there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that is coming upon this ministry and coming upon this city. And God said, I want you to be one of the instruments in my hand. The Lord said, that will pray it through, that will prophesy it through, that will war it through, says the Lord. You need to understand that there is warfare in the earth, and all that God says that he is doing and all that God says he is doing, the enemy is trying to counter the plans of God. But there is no way that he can outplay the hand of God. The Lord said, my word is yes, and my word is amen, and my directives are clear, says the Lord. So God says, daughter, I'm giving you a new direction in this season, and there's going to be a fresh dream and a fresh vision that I'm putting on the inside of you, says the Lord. Now listen, I just see hundreds of women gathering around you, and there's going to be hundreds of women come into this place in conferences at a time, says the Lord. And I'm going to cause revival even among a battered and beaten and abused women, says the Lord. I heard the Lord say that there are thousands that are grieving. And God said, I'm going to traffic them even to this place, says the Lord. And they will be healed and they'll be set free of their grief, says the Lord. And they'll get a new grip on life and a new hold on their vision and on their purpose, says the Lord. Pastor Cheryl, I see you writing at least three books They're possibly going to be 80 to 120 pages of book. But I hear the Lord say, you're going to give a revelation that will be practical, that will be down to earth, says the Lord, that will touch the heart, that will bring an inspiration to the spirit, that will activate the soul so that people will know that they are called and they have a future and a hope in Christ Jesus. God says, daughter, I've called you for such a time as this. All that you have done and all the time that you have put in, says the Lord, has just been a tipping point. God said to literally tip the bowls of heaven over your life and over this ministry, says the Lord. I just sensed a Holy Spirit visitation with your husband now. And God said, I'm going to visit him and I'm going to speak to him about some things, says the Lord. And I hear God say there's some things that he is yet going to do and he is yet going to fulfill, says the Lord. And even as you pray for your husband now, God said, I want you to pray life and that more abundantly, because he's going to understand the abundance of life. It's like overnight, God is going to shift his dream. He's going to shift his vision. He's going to shift his purpose. It's like he wakes up one morning and you're going to be astounded. Where did all this come from? But God said, you know where it come from. It come from the throne of God. And God said, I'm going to speak to him and I'm going to move him and I'm going to shake him, says the Lord. God said, because there's other things that I have purpose for him to do, says the Lord. Father, I just charge them right now by the power of your grace and your love, God. Just let your outpouring flood over them and let the blessing of God overtake them and overtake their household in Jesus' name. Lord, we all together, we call in the hundreds, oh Father God. Bring in the hundreds. Bring in the multitudes. Bring them in, oh God. Bring the hurting. Bring the wounded. Fill the balconies, oh God. Fill the house. Fill the parking lots, oh God. Bring them in, oh God. Lord, this is a time of revival, a time of refreshment, a time of outpouring, a time of your kingdom in Elkhart as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Whew. Hallelujah. I heard the Lord say that you must hear the word of the Lord for you and then be faithful to the word of the Lord that you receive personally. All of you that are receiving personal prophecies and the prophecies that you have already been, have already received, it's time to get them back out of the cabinets, get them back out of the drawers, amen, get them back into the recorders, get it written down, get it on pages, get it on paper. Why? Because I believe we're coming into a time of fulfillment. As I just said that, I was reminded of the analogy of the 10 virgins and 5 wise and 5 foolish, and how that 5 were prepared and 5 were unprepared because they did not check their oil supply and they didn't have what they needed at the time. You need to read your prophecies and you need to go back over the word of the Lord to you corporately and as an individual. Come on now, so that you can realign yourself in this season with the word of the Lord. I heard the Lord say, at the same time, partner with the corporate word of the Lord to the corporate church. Amen. Woo! Thank you. Let me just get real down to earth with you. Apostle Janet Cook released a prophetic utterance from the platform tonight. How many of you could repeat 1/10 of what she said? I couldn't. I would say the majority of us could not. That doesn't make you bad or wrong. But what it does mean that we need to begin to capture the word of the Lord. So I might challenge us as a church, when corporate words come through to the congregation, that we begin to write those words out and get it into the hands of the people so that we begin to impact that word and pray over that word and decree that word and receive the word coming over the corporate church. Come on, where one can chase 1,000, 2 can chase 10,000. God said, this is the time. I want you to unify and I want you to run together, says the Lord. Give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. I've got notebook binders full of prophetic words that have come over our church that have been spoken prophetically. There are times that words come of edification, exhortation, or comfort to comfort us and to build us up and to keep us in vision. And then there's those words that come that are a challenge. I believe the word that came tonight was a challenge of the promise of God and what God is going to do at the river and what he is going to do in you and what he is going to do in your family. And we need to capture that word of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, grab hold of the word. Oh, God is so good, isn't he? God says, this year and beyond, I will redeem the lost time, and I will redefine my church and realign my church so you can be reassigned with new orders, so you can receive, rebuild, and fulfill my purposes on earth as I have ordained in heaven before the foundations of the world even were. Say realigning. I really believe that in this time of pandemic. I shared with you this morning, I was able to be in California for 22 days and in seven churches in California, and hearing the vision and seeing what they've been walking through in California and the warfare that they've had to wage out in California and the restrictions that was put on the church out in California, plus just all the blasphemy that has come against the kingdom and come against the church in California. But I'm telling you, there's an army of the Lord in California that is rising up, and they're decreeing the word of the Lord. Come on now, they are not settling for second best, and they are not settling for the lies of the enemy. Amen. They're decreeing the word of the Lord, and they're activating powerful worship warfare. Come on now. Yeah, listen, we have a church big enough. All of you can get out of the pews. You can fill the aisles. Come on now, and still stay 10 feet apart and begin to give a rejoicing and begin to give a dancing and begin to give a declaration of your faith. Come on now. You need to understand that your body, your faith, and your movement is a weapon of war. See, it's a weapon of war. Come on, when you clap your hands, when you set your feet to dancing, and you allow your body, amen, to begin to have some movement. Come on now. I'll tell you, you anger the devil. Why? Because he can't do that anymore. Why? Because it was taken from him, and it was given to you, the church, the body of Christ, the ecclesia. Come on now. And we don't want to sit on it. We want to activate it. We want to use it. Come on now. We want to demonstrate it. Woo. I begin to challenge husbands, when you get home to your own household, amen, do a dance when you walk into the foyer of your home, and do a dance when you walk into your bedroom. Come on now, and begin to dance the dance of the kingdom and the dance of the Lord, and breaking the strongholds of the enemy. Come on now. Why? Because it's a time of refreshing and outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And he said, I want you to demonstrate it. I want you to believe it, and I want you to activate it, and it's going to realign you for this season. In this time, says the Lord. Look at somebody and say, God is a big God. God's a big God. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Amen. My little sister here with a pink blouse on, gray top there. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let me just say, I've been watching you all evening. So, amen. Thank you, Lord. You ready? Thank you. The glare on my glasses sometimes doesn't see everything. So, amen. But as I speak to you, there's a glory cloud that is covering you, sis. And I know it's been a hard chapter. It's been a hard season. But I hear the Lord say, you're a warrior and you have waged a warfare. And God said, you've been plowing through. But it just seems the more you plow, the more the enemy tries to raise up against you. But I hear the Lord say, I'm getting ready to get you off that lane and into a fast lane, says the Lord. And God said, what you've been praying for and what you've been decreeing, God said, your eyes are going to get to see, says the Lord. And God said, this is a time of restoration, and I will restore, and I will bring back to you. The Lord said, all that the cankerworm, caterpillar, and locust has eaten away, I will restore, says the Lord. And God said, I am putting a big dream on the inside of you. And when I prophesied a few minutes ago about hundreds of women and thousands of women coming to Elkhart, Indiana, there will be men as well, amen, because husbands are going to come with them. But I really believe that God is going to target women, because there's a warfare anointing upon women that needs to be activated in this season. And as men, we recognize, or we should recognize, that we should see that. And we're not jealous about that, but we want to say, go get them, go get them. We want to be behind you. We want to support you. But when I prophesied that, there was an alarm that went off on the inside of you, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, you're coming into a new chapter of your life for a fulfillment of the dream, a fulfillment of your purpose, a fulfillment of the vision that I placed within you, says the Lord. And God says, don't stay outside the camp. But God said, this is the time. Come to the altar of the Lord. And God said, I want to re-equip you. I want to re-anoint you, says the Lord. And God said, you'll be a sent one for such a time as this to bring kingdom impact, not only in your sphere of influence, but it'll be a city anointing that is upon you, says the Lord. I literally believe that you can walk the streets of the city and you can pray. And God said in your prayer, it will release decrees in the heavenlies. God said that we'll create a warfare that will begin to destroy principalities and powers, says the Lord. You know, sometimes you have to walk with an attitude of the power of the Holy Ghost that is in you. We have way underestimated what God is able to do. And God says, daughter, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I just hear God say, I'm building you up. I'm healing your body. I'm healing your emotions, says the Lord. I'm activating a new faith. I'm bringing you to a new place of my grace. And God said, it's a place where you haven't been before, says the Lord. And God said, keep your eyes on me because you're on a new journey, says the Father. Lord, I just release a fresh charge of your anointing upon her life right now. And I call forth those things in her, oh God, into life and into expectation, into hope and into faith on the inside of her. In Jesus' name, I pray. I just heard the word backs in my spirit. Somebody here tonight have a back issue, back problems, or just back pain. If you do, just stand up where you're at. You're dealing with, it could be arthritis in the back. It could be an injury in your back. Or just, you know, I believe the Lord spoke to me about backs because the enemy wants to keep you in a place where you can't be real fluent, you can't be real active, and it's hard for you to go, and it's hard for you. I'm standing in the gap for my own wife tonight, who is battling a terrible time with arthritis into her lower back to where she can't hardly stand up more than like 30 minutes at a time. And I'm just believing God for a miracle healing for her as well. Amen. But I'm going to pray for you. In Jesus' mighty name. If everybody is standing that needs to stand, amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we just send forth your word right now. You said your word comes to heal, to deliver, and to set free. And Lord, what you reveal, you're able to heal. And even people online that are watching us right now, if you have pain in your back, stand to your feet in your living room or wherever you're at right now. And the Lord says that this is the time of the healing balm of Gilead. And I'm releasing my healing anointing upon you. And the Lord said, I'm stirring your faith and I'm activating your faith, says the Lord. I just now, you need to begin to move your body. You need to begin to check things out. Why? Because I believe healing is beginning in your backs. Come on now. It's going to continue even after you leave this place. God said, continue to speak the word. Continue to decree the word. And God said, you're going to see healing and a miracle in your back. You're going to be able to bend over. You're going to be able to touch your toes. You're going to be able to put your hand on the floor, says the Lord. And God said, the pain that is robbing you of your rest and quality rest and quality sleep, God said, the pain is leaving your body right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you that you are the healer. And God, by word of knowledge, oh God, release a miracle into these ones that are standing, identifying tonight, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh Lord, we are healed by your stripes that were shed upon your body, oh God. And Lord, you said you bore those stripes for our healing and for our deliverance, oh God. I see some of you with back pain. It is caused from stress and it's caused from anxiety and it's caused muscle spasms in your back. And right now, I take authority over stress and anxiety and those things, oh God, that would try to cause, oh Lord, spasms in the muscles in the back, oh God, the ligaments and all of the nerves in the back, oh Father. Oh Lord, we just speak to be relaxed right now and healed in Jesus' name. We pray. Go ahead, begin to check your back. Go ahead, begin to check your back. I'm not going to embarrass you, but I am going to tell you to activate your faith. I'm going to tell you to believe God. Amen. When a word of knowledge comes, you reach out and you take hold of that word of knowledge. Amen. And you receive that for yourself. So, Father, thank you for healing right now. Amen. Give the Lord a praise offering. Give the Lord a praise offering. God is good, isn't he? God is so good. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Just pray in the Holy Spirit for a moment, will you? Apostle, prophet, Dave, you're going to be here tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good, good, good. That's right. You're going to lead us in some worship tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. Good, 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 good. Moses on the back row with a robe of many colors. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the back row. Yeah, amen. Is that a daughter with you? Or the, pardon? Yeah, your daughter can stand with you. That'll be good. That'll be good. Thank you, Father. Amen. Just stretch your hands back to her. Can I get you just to pray in tongues over her? Just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. And while we're praying for her in the Holy Spirit, I want to break a spirit of confusion. It's like the enemy tries to confuse your plans. He tries to confuse the place that you stand. He tries to confuse your dream. He tries to confuse your identity. And I just break the lie of the enemy right now. And I decree over you that you are who God says that you are. You can do what God says you can do. You can have what God says you can have. You can go where God says that you can go. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm fine-tuning your ears to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Now listen, there's a powerful gift of faith on the inside of you. The Bible says that God has given every man a measure of faith. But then there is the gift of faith. And God said it's a believing faith. It's a supernatural faith on the inside of you, says the Lord. And God said this is your breakout season. It's your breakout time. And I hear God say I'm rebuking the devourer for your sake. And God said every spirit of limitation that the enemy tried to put around you, God said I'm breaking the stronghold of it, says the Lord. And I just hear the word freedom over you. And Bible says that those that God makes free are free indeed. And the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And God said, I have made you free. And I want you to begin to walk in your freedom by faith, says the Lord. And there's some situations that have tried to silence your voice. But God said, I don't want you to be silent any longer, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to know that my word goes before you. And I have angels that are following you, says the Lord. And they follow you all the days of your life. And I hear God say, daughter, I'm going to fulfill the deepest dream and passion of your heart, says the Lord. That one dream that you buried so deep that you thought was impossible, God says, with me, daughter, all things are possible, says the Lord. And God said, this is a time of divine visitation of the Holy Spirit. Now listen, the Bible says in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. And I want you to get counsel. I want you to get wisdom. And I want you to get those, the Lord said, that will surround you, says the Lord. And those that will pray with you. And I want you to pray with others. And God said, this will be a breakout chapter, a breakout season in your life and for your family, says the Lord. And I hear God telling you that you're not going to continue to live at the bottom, but you're going to live at the top, says the Lord. And God said the enemy would try to make you think that you deserve what you got. But God says, no, you're a king's child, says the Lord. And you're part of my kingdom, says the Lord. And God said, you deserve the very best. You're the cream of the crop and the best that I've got, says the Lord. Father, I just charge your anointing upon her. Heal, Lord, her own mindset of how she sees herself and how she activates her faith, oh Father God. Oh Lord, that you make her strong and you make her bold and you make her powerful in this season and chapter of her life. And for your daughter, I just hear the Lord say, I have you surrounded by my love, says the Lord. And God says, I want you to trust me that I'm going to work all things together for your good. I'm going to work your education. I'm going to work your preparation. I'm even going to work relationships, says the Lord, for your good. But I hear God calling you into a secret place with God in your privacy of your own bedroom or the privacy of your home. Just find that prayer altar, that place where you're going to get on your knees and you're just going to talk to Father God. And the Lord says, daughter, I hear you when you pray. And God says, I know the pain in your own heart. And God said, I'm healing your heart. And this is going to be a time of establishing for you. And it's going to be a time of revival for you, says the Lord. I will revive and I'll bring back the joy and I'll bring back the peace. And God said, I'll establish a vision, a hope and a promise on the inside of you. Take Jeremiah 29:11 and memorize that scripture and get it into your spirit, says the Lord. God said, I have a hope. I have a future. I have a promise for you, says the Lord. And God wants you to know you're not a loser. You're not a failure. You're a winner, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see the victory signs of heaven all over you. And my victory will go before you and it'll come behind you, says the Lord. Father, I just charge this mother and daughter right now. God, anoint their household. Anoint their atmosphere, oh God. Break down the walls, the barriers, oh God, that the enemy tried to build, oh God. I decree a time of freedom for them, a time of kingdom release for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God is so good, isn't he? Praise God. My little sis working on the overheads, and yes, that's you, hon. Amen. I want to just speak a word of faith over you right now. She's got her record on. Did you see that? Good. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, I hear the Lord say, my kingdom come, my will be done over your life, says the Lord. And I hear God say that you're stepping into a new chapter of your life. When the Bible speaks about old things becoming new, and behold, I do a new thing, God said, this is going to be a season of new. And God says, you cannot base the things you'll do in the future based on your past experience. There's a strong prophetic mantle of God that is upon your life. And there's a place in the prophetic that you've not fully walked into yet. But God said, I'm bringing you deeper into my prophetic presence. And I'm bringing you deeper into a place of my grace, says the Lord. And I just want to break every disappointment. The enemy tried to surround you with disappointments. And God said, I don't want you to be disappointed about anything. Everything is a warfare, says the Lord. And God said, every step that you have taken, every mile that you have come, oh, God said, I am working it all together for your good, says the Lord. And I hear God say, you're coming into a new season of fulfillment, and I'm going to fulfill the dream and the passion of your heart, but I want you to activate it by faith, says the Lord. I want you to walk with me. I want you to talk with me, says the Lord. I want you to prophesy my word, and I want you to believe my promise that my yes is yes, and my amen is amen, and my no is no, says the Lord. But God said, this is the time. I'm telling you, go, daughter, go, daughter. God says, this is the time of an open door, an open season, an open blessing and refreshing for you, says the Lord. Listen, there won't be a night that you lay on your bed that you will not feel the presence of God. For God said, my presence is with you, and my glory is with you, and my redeeming power is in you, and my glory will flow through you, says the Lord. And the joy of the Lord will strengthen you in this season of your life. And I just hear a word of the Lord saying that it's all coming back. All that the enemy tried to rob and steal, it's all coming back, says the Lord. And it's coming back in a bountiful way and in a blessed way, says the Lord. And you're going to be called blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Father, I just charge your anointing upon her, God. Reestablish her, reset her, reactivate her, oh God. Elevate her to a new place of faith in your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. My sister, working the soundboard and my microphone. Hallelujah. I got to be good or she'll just cut me off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. She's got power in the switch there. Glory to God. Are you recording now? Hey, stretch your hands back to her. Father, I hear the Lord say that the times of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. And you have been seeking the presence of the Lord. You've been reaching for the presence of the Lord. You hear the Lord telling you, you've been strong, says the Lord. And God said, you have refused to bend and you refused to bow. You obey the law, but God said, you're not bowing to the laws of men. You're bowing to the commands of God. I hear the Lord say, you're a leader of leaders. And God said, there's more that I have in store and there's more that I have called you to, says the Lord. God said, every place you're in right now is a process, and the process is to get you into the place where I can fulfill the dream that I have for you, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to know that I have a dream, that I have a plan, and I'm the good Father. And I promised you that I would never leave you, and I would never forsake you. Listen, there are some situations that is going on all around you right now. The Bible says the devil comes to rob, to steal, and to kill. But God said, I come to give you life and that more abundantly. And the Lord said, there's a warfare all around you, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to understand that you are a winner in my kingdom and you're a warrior, says the Lord. And I want you to fight the good fight of the faith and I want you to stay in the race, says the Lord. I hear God say this is going to be a time of new orders from heaven. Prophets will prophesy and people will speak into your life. But God said there are things that are going to come directly from the throne of God. It's going to come directly from the word of God. It's going to come directly from the heart of God. And God said you're going to know that you know your place, your position, your power, and the vision that I have for you, says the Lord. I hear God say this is going to be a time of fulfillment. And I'm going to fulfill dreams that have been a long-term passion in your heart. Don't be afraid to decree it. Don't be afraid to believe it. Step out of your boat, says the Lord, and say, this is the Christ, the Son of the living God. There's a strong prophetic call of God upon your life. There's an anointing that you have not fully stepped into yet. And it's like every time you try to step there, it's like there's a blockage. As I'm prophesying to you right now, I just see the hand of Father touching you. And he said, I'm removing the blockage, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to prophesy by faith. And I want you to open up your spirit, says the Lord. And God said, that knob of flow, that prophetic flow is just going to bubble up. And you're going to prophesy so much love into people's life. And God said, you're going to love them right out of their problem. You're going to love them right out of their physical condition. You're going to love them right out of the poverty, says the Lord. And God said, there are business people that I'm going to put in your path, and they're going to identify the kingdom of God that is in you. Father, I just charge her right now. Lord, you said without a vision, people perish. Oh God, let her see the bigger vision. Let her see the bigger dream with such a passion, oh God. I just heard the word mentors and coaches. It's like you're going to have a classroom full of people that need to be mentored, and they're called to be mentors, and they're called to be coaches, and ones that are leaders. And God said, I'm going to fill your classroom with leaders, says the Lord, and I want you to impart the gift and the anointing, because it's the anointing that will break the yokes of bondage off of them and bring them into a place of fulfillment, says the Lord. Father, bless her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of praise, can't we? Amen. God is so good, isn't he? Most of us here, you have on a red sweater. Amen. I saw you here this morning, I believe. I don't remember if you had a red sweater this morning, but you got one tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thumbs up. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just hear a word of the Lord to you, and God said, this is a time of favor. As a matter of fact, it's double favor, double honor, double blessing. I hear the Lord say, you have paid a price to be where you're at. You paid a price to stay the faith, says the Lord. And God said, you've been faithful with little, and now you have authority to command the much, says the Lord. I just see the windows of heaven beginning to open over you. And God said, there's an open heaven that I'm releasing, says the Lord. And I'm going to pour out of my glory. I'm going to pour out of my favor. And I'm going to pour out of my blessings, says the Lord. And I hear God say that he's given you authority over principalities and powers of darkness and evil. And it's like your feet will walk in places where the enemy is trying to possess, and you'll feel it under your feet. And God said, when you feel it, I want you to decree, my kingdom come, my will be done, and every force of hell will be under your feet, says the Lord. Just like the kings that were called forth in Joshua chapter 10. By Joshua, and he said, put your foot on the necks of the enemy. And God said, you're going to put your feet on the necks of the enemy, says the Lord. And I hear God say, I'm going to open the floodgates, and I'm going to cause the blessings of heaven just to begin to flood and just to begin to overtake you. Now, I want to release a word of healing in your body. And God said, I'm your healer, says the Lord. I actually see your blood being healed. Strength in your blood, life in your blood, good blood flow. And Father, I just speak that word of healing right now. Oh Lord, she's going to rest better. God, she's going to be activated better. Lord, she's going to be able to go more and do more. Father, because the energy level is increasing within her own body right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And God said, I've given you the gift of faith, and I want you to activate that faith. And I want you to begin to speak, my kingdom come, my will be done. And I want you to speak in that first person authority. Because the Bible says that you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Or you shall receive authority after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And I want you to activate that authority, says the Lord. Father, I just charge a fresh anointing in her, oh God, that she'll never, never take the back seat. Oh God, she'll be a front seat driver, oh God, and she'll stay in the driver's seat. Uncompromising faith and grace of God upon you. Father, charge her right now by the power of your love in Jesus' name. God's good, isn't he? Little sister sitting right beside you, yeah, in blonde hair there. Hallelujah. My wife is trying to warn me how to pace myself. Glory to God, I'm learning. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready? Thank you. Stretch your hands over to her. As I was praying for the sister beside you, I could hear the word blessing over you. The Bible says that his banner over you is love. And God said, this is going to be a time of blessing. I'm going to bless your heart. I'm going to bless your soul. I'm going to bless your family. I'm going to bless your finances. I'm going to bless your dream. And the vision that I put within you, says the Lord. Now, hear God say, you are called to be effective in the kingdom of God. Now, listen, we're walking in one place today. But I do know that what I am prophesying and what I am speaking is speaking about another time zone or about another release of the kingdom of God that is getting ready to be released upon the earth. We can't even imagine it today, but it's coming. Everybody say it's coming. I know by the Spirit, it's coming, it's coming. And God is preparing His bride. He's preparing His people. He's preparing His ecclesia. Come on now. I want you to think outside of the place that you're in. And I want you to begin to see my kingdom come and my will be done on earth as it is in heaven, says the Lord. I hear God say there's a deeper place in prayer. There's a deeper place of intercession. And there's a deeper place of warfare that you've not fully got into yet, says the Lord. It was like a place that was closed off or hearing of something to come, like the apostles heard of Jesus and about his death, burial, and resurrection. But it was a place they hadn't come to yet, so they couldn't relate to it yet. And God says there's a place you haven't come to yet, and you couldn't relate to it yet. But the Lord said the time is coming, and it's coming quickly, says the Lord. And God said the veil is going to be lifted, and my ecclesia is going to begin to see what they couldn't see before, says the Lord. And God said, I give you power and I give you authority over principalities and powers of darkness and evil, says the Lord. I hear God say, I'm releasing a joy and an energy and a strength on the inside of you that is empowering you for such a time as this, says the Lord. Father, I just charge your anointing upon this daughter of Zion, and I pray that she will prophesy. I pray that she will sing prophetically. I pray that she will write prophetically. I pray, oh Father, that she will decree prophetically the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I said amen, I heard the word children. And you have children.
Not biological,
but you have... You have spiritual children, you have two? Okay. I just heard the word children, and I hear God say that He's releasing angels on assignment. And the Lord said, I'm going to surround those children. And they're going to know things about the kingdom of God and why you couldn't get through to them. God said, they're going to catch it. I just see the powers of darkness being broken and the kingdom of light coming in. And they're going to know how to fight, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to know, daughter, that your decree has been successful and your decree has broken through and your decree has caused a tipping point of my kingdom even upon your family and your own household, says the Lord. Father, charge a faith in her, a grace in her, a perseverance in her, oh God, that she will press harder than she has ever pressed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen? Amen. Look at somebody and say, God is so good. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. Amen. And if everybody will just stand. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. I'm going to ask you just to lay your hands on your heart. I really feel in my spirit that this is a time of a fresh grace of heaven being released upon this place and upon His ecclesia, upon His church. We've been attacked at the very heart center of America and the nations of the world. And the attack has been against the heart of the church. This church, as well as our church and other churches in our region, are called the Heartland Region. Apostle Jane Hammond prophesied over us probably 20 years ago that there would be an attack against the heartbeat of the Heartland. And it would be an attack against pastors and ministers and churches and vision. And we begin to intercede and we begin to pray over the heartbeat of the Heartland Region. I believe I hear the Lord say that the enemy would try to cause a fear upon the nation and upon the people and a fear of heart failure, heart attacks. We have several pastors right now that in critical surgery for heart situations. And then there's the heartbeat of the Spirit. And the enemy would like to try to attack the very heart of your vision, the very heart of your dream, the very heart of your purpose. And as you have your hands laid on your heart right now, I want to break every assignment of the enemy that tried to assign any spirit of defeat or anything that would cause a shakiness in your heartbeat. Not only the heartbeat of your physical body, but the heartbeat of your vision, the heartbeat of your dream. And God said, I'm releasing a fresh inspiration that is going to bring you to a new place of dedication. And the Lord said, your heartbeat is going to provide a heavenly habitation. The Lord said, I live in your heart, says the Lord. And I'm going to keep your heartbeat alive. And God said, I'm going to cause you to thrive, even in this time and season, says the Lord. And God said, my grace is upon you, and my favor is with you, and my word goes before you. I hear God say, I'm enabling you to be strong, to be able to fight the good fight of faith. And God said, to stay in your race, says the Lord. I hear God say, this is not a season or not a time that you want to be looking backwards. But God said, you want to keep your eyes on me, says the Lord. Keep your eyes on my kingdom. Keep your eyes on my word. Keep your eyes on faith. Keep your eyes on my will upon the earth, says the Lord. I want to break a spirit of deception. For people that are even watching online tonight, a spirit of deception that would try to deceive people, some in thinking that they don't have to gather and that they don't have to be in church and that they can just stay at home, and you can stay at home. But the Bible says, don't separate yourself from the body. And I just pray a word of protection about you and a grace of God upon you. But there be a new unction of the Holy Spirit that will fan you into a flame, and the fire of God will begin to burn in you. And God said, the gathering of my church will come back together, thousands at a time, says the Lord. God said, this is a time of revival, a time of reformation, a time of restoration. And I will restore back to you the years that the enemy has tried to rob, steal, and kill. Father, I speak life of the Spirit into their heart right now. In Jesus' name, oh God, I decree that they will live and not die. I decree, oh God, that the life of the Spirit will cause them to thrive in the anointing and the call of God that is upon their life. Every disappointment that has caused stress and anxiety upon their life, I break the lie of it right now, and I command it to go, get away from them, and I decree that they are free, and those that you make free are free indeed. In Jesus' name. God, this is a time of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, can we give a praise offering to the Lord? Amen.